Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. In January, the past couple of years, we focused on missions. For this month, we'd like some feedback, and we're calling it Letter Month. Basically, we'd like to hear from you folks, our listeners, and kind of give us an idea of how the broadcasts are helping you, maybe motivating or encouraging you. Many times we tell our stories, and we'd love to hear your stories. If you'd be so kind, maybe sometime during this month, if you would go to www.thewordforlife.org, click on the Contact Us link, and drop us a note. Now, feel free to include any topics that you'd like for us to address in the future. If you have any question about a particular topic, odds are that other listeners do also. So please take a minute and drop us a note. We'd really appreciate it. Last time we were together, Dr. Tom and his wife, Billy Benson, were just sharing some of the neat stories of being here in Milwaukee in the 70s. And Billy, I think you said you worked at VCY America for a couple of years.
Yes.
And then later you had to go to work for your husband because he desperately needed you. But you began to be involved in Christian radio ministry. But then after 8 years of being here, your brother Tom called you and said, hey, come on back down to Olney, Illinois. And that was the wilderness. I mean, they didn't have Christian radio like we have here.
Oh, no.
And while we were going through the break, Billy was telling us about a real burden that you had for young families. Tell us about that.
Well, of course, there was no Christian radio down there. There was when we first moved down there, there was Christian radio in another city. But it wasn't there very long. Actually, by the time we got ours going, it was off the air for some reason or other. I don't know what it was, but they never were on again. And
Right. So
I'm sure that was of the Lord because I didn't plan it that way. Anyway, I thought that Christian radio, of course, I had been introduced to it in Milwaukee, but I thought it was just really a very important need, not only for children, but for parents.
Sure.
If possible. For them to be able to hear that every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
And, of course, Vic Eliason, he directed, told me what we needed to do and get and all that stuff.
But then it took you a few years to raise the money you needed. Did you get monthly supporters? Is that how you got it started, Billy?
Yes, we did. And the real trial before we were even on the air was, as Tom said, we came to a point where we either had to give up the project financially or go forward with it. Well, that meant borrowing some money. And so then there were three directors on their board, and we all had to put our houses up as collateral.
The step of faith.
Yes,
step of faith.
You either quit or you borrowed the money. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
And so we did borrow the money. And I learned that you can talk all you want to, but people, if they don't see something, they're probably not going to loan you any money.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But once we were on the air, then the donations started to come in. And we got that loan paid off, I think, within 2 years.
Yeah, I think it was.
And so I thought that was doing really well.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But was there any particular key scripture that God used to just encourage you during those times?
Well, of course, Jeremiah 29:11 has always been one of my favorite verses. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. But I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would be involved with Christian radio." And as I look back over my Christian life, from the time I accepted the Lord when I was just a young person of 13, I can see that this was part of God's plan, you know, for my life and Tom's life. And that's always been a thrill to me. And now that I'm approaching 80, then I
like the way she said that.
Yeah.
Approaching 80. I'm approaching 80. I mean, 67, that's approaching it.
That's right. And Tom's very close to it.
I only got a couple of weeks to go. I'll be there.
But anyway, it is thrilling to see how God uses you, you know, throughout your life. If you're just sensitive to Him and have it in your heart and you've determined that you're going to give your life to Christ.
Right.
And that's what I did when I accepted the Lord The same week that I accepted the Lord at church camp,
okay,
I also dedicated my life to the Lord for the rest of my life. And I kept that dedication and still have it today. I'm not able to do as much as I was able to do. But anyway, you know, I was so thrilled and to think, you know, that the Lord was able to use me in that way.
And isn't heaven going to be fun?
Oh,
because
my.
Because we will meet some folks that heard those broadcasts and all of the midnight runs, Dr. Tom, of having to get up and go out in the middle of the night trying to figure out what's wrong and why did this thing stop and everything else. Yeah. All of those will be worth it when you meet folks and they say, I never wrote any letters to you and never let you know, but let me tell you how God worked in my life, how God changed my life. Heaven's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it really is. And really, we've met a lot of people who have told us, you know, that they've listened to the radio all night when they can't sleep and things like that.
Right.
Many, many people have told us that.
Right.
And, of course, in Olney, it was a much smaller community.
Right.
And we hardly ever went to the store or went downtown without somebody saying something about the radio.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I know my mother came to live with us the last 6 months of her life. She had inoperable, incurable cancer, and it had been surgically removed and radiation and chemo, and then 7 years later, it metastasized and, came back into her spine. So she came to live with us, and then she became bedridden. And just having 24-hour Christian radio right beside her bed all night long, music and devotional thoughts, just an amazing, soothing effect on her heart and mind, even though the morphine that she was taking for the pain was just so intense, but yet still God's music was just filling her heart. There would be times that I'd be sitting beside her bed, and she used to sing. In fact, our entire family sang, kind of like a quartet, and she would begin to sing, and I'd sing harmony. But you know, nobody knew that, but it was BBN radio out of Charlotte, North Carolina, that we got there in Macon, Georgia at the time. But you folks will hear stories when you get to heaven of the ministry that God had through you. So from what I understand, it was a satellite rebroadcasting of the VCY programming here.
Right.
Yeah, if I understand it right, you know, somehow or another it has something to do with the signals go up there and come back.
Right, right.
And the receiver, the big thing about how big and round it is, but anyway, it has to be just in the right position for you to pick that up.
Right.
They know how to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that that can go and just run and run. And
right, yeah. Now, you folks were members of a church there. Did you find that the radio ministry helped your local church?
Well, I don't know if it really helped the church, but we had many helpers from the church.
Okay, all right. The church helped the ministry.
Right,
then.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, of course, had gone to that church. Well, he started the church many years ago.
Oh, okay.
And he was the third man that had to sign for the loan.
Yes, right.
So, but he's been a good friend for many, many years, still is.
But, you know, so many times folks in a church want to serve the Lord, but they don't know exactly what they can do.
Yeah.
And so to have a ministry like that where you can just simply say, we just need volunteers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you just come and answer the phone or whatever.
That was it.
Yeah.
And just be there.
Just be there.
Because there had to be a physical presence. And, you know, people oftentimes, if we talk to them about being a volunteer, they say, oh, they'd be so fearful. You know, what do we have to do? Do we have to be on the air? You know, what do we have to do? Well, it wasn't anything like that. They just had to be there, sit at a table. They could listen to it. We had a radio, of course, and they had to monitor the radio, too.
Right.
And as you say, answer the phone, you know, or if anybody came, they had to take care of that.
Right, right.
But it's so important. And that's, I think, so important to emphasize to people, anything you can do, you know, is such a wonderful help. And you're actually serving the Lord, and people don't think of it that way.
Exactly.
But that's exactly what's happening.
And the same thing is true in the local churches of the folks that are listening to us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure if they were to go to their pastor or someone that is in charge of ministries in their church and simply say, is there anything I can do? Mm-hmm. Well, after you wake the folks up from fainting, they could say, well, yeah, man, we need this. And, boy, this is an opening. And, this, boy, we really could. And just begin to lay out ministry opportunities simply waiting for volunteers.
Right. Yeah. And just even stuffing envelopes or, you know, some simple task like that.
Right, right.
And you just don't think about that, you know.
Yeah.
But those are all background things that need to be done daily.
Exactly. And I think you were closing the program last time by saying that it was so amazing that you were in charge of all the volunteers for all this time, but never once was there just an empty time.
Nope.
Not unless something shut down, which was very rare.
Right,
and,
right.
Of course, we could call Milwaukee and usually Andy.
Andy Elias.
He knew what to do.
Yep, yep.
I never met anybody like him.
Yeah, you know, with that in mind, let me also say this. So many times when we're talking about full-time Christian service, people think of, well, missions or preaching or, you know, maybe a music pastor or something like that. But just the fact that full-time Christian service there for him meant all of the technical details, all of the gizmos, things like that, that preachers don't understand, you know. But if we don't have people like that serving the Lord in their field of expertise, the ministry just doesn't go on.
That's right.
Oh, you're not kidding.
And as we are talking to folks that are listening to us this morning, it could be that they have some special expertise.
Sure.
And I know... Yeah. When we send what we call Nehemiah work teams away from our church to various mission fields, things like that, the things they're able to do to help those missionaries, whether it be foreign or domestic missionaries here in the United States, so many of those things, a missionary has no clue how to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But these folks come in as a team and spend a week or 10 days, and man, so much work gets done for God, and they have a good time doing it.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, Andy, who's the, what I would call the super technician, but he's really brilliant.
Right.
And without him, there'd be a lot of problems.
Oh, that is the truth. And folks, you know, let me say this as we come to a close. There are people like that in your church that are behind the scenes, never get any accolades or praise. What a neat thing it would be if you were just to sit down today and just write them a thank you note and just drop that in the mail to them. Let them know you're never seen. Nobody ever says much about what you do. But I just want to say thank you for the ministry you have in our church or in our Christian radio ministry or wherever it might be. Show what a blessing they are and encourage those folks today. Well, until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.